ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Back here in Cabot, time for the fourth quarter of action. Cabot on top, 57-35. As it'll be Jones, Sorrell, Crawford, Gilbert, and Sam Bryant in for the Bombers. Gilbert pushing ahead now to the right side. Gilbert met by a double team. Falls down, there's a whistle, and he's called for a travel. Rainey will throw it into Muse. Muse across the half court stripe. Muse goes to his right. Over to Vance. To Hudson. Now to Rainey. Three pointer on the way from Muse. Off the heel of the iron. It's Rainey with the offensive rebound. Deep three by Vance. Won't go. It's rebounded by Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert's going to push it ahead, pushing the tempo. Hudson about jumped over his back as it's on. Crawford on the wing, screened by Bryce. Crawford to Sorrell, to Gilbert now. With the screen from Sorrell to Bryant between the circles. Jones going to go along the baseline, picks up his dribble mid-post. Gilbert with a 10-footer, got it to roll in. Gilbert another bucket, 14 points on the night. Cuts the lead to 20, 57-37 our score. 5-0 run for the Bombers. Hudson, now to the left side, Vance. They kick it out, three-pointer on the way. Tell you what, Roberts with another three. Gavin catching fire from the parking lot. It's his fourth three of the ball game. He's got 12. As it's 60-37. Gilbert to Jones on the left wing. Jones going to go along to the left baseline. Takes the contact, kicks it out. Gilbert corner three. Off the left side of the rim and rebounded by Rainey. Rainey to Hudson. Hudson got it inside of Vance, lost the handle. Looked like he stepped out of bounds, but he stayed in. As a three-pointer on the way by Vance, off the heel of the iron, rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert now pushing to his left. Screen from Bryant. Gilbert picks up his dribble. Sorrell between the circles to Jones. Jones, three-pointer from the left wing. Rattled around, hit every part of the ring, bounced in. Now Jones from downtown. 5 points on the evening, and at least cut to 20. 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Bombers down 60-40. Hughes driving inside, kicks it out. Hudson wants the three. He can make a shot, but missed it. Rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert on the left side. Jones looking. He's going to put up another three. Off the front of the iron won't go. It's rebounded by Cabot. Hudson ahead. Hudson driving against Jones. A lot of contact off the window. Hudson got his own rebound. Put it off the glass. He missed it, but was fouled by Matt Jones. He's on the line and shoot a couple free throws. He is third. The Matt third. Jacob Hudson will go to the line. First free throw, good. As Liam Russell, Stach Harris, Dylan Pouch, and Jake McGee will check in. As Josh Fulcher emptying the bench, they'll get Sam Bryant, Matt Jones, Abe Crawford, and Wyatt Gilbert out of the game. With Hudson at the line with another free throw on the way. second one by Hudson. Didn't fall in, and Russell with the rebound. Medillo pushed it ahead. As it's to Harris, screen from Russell. Up top to Pausch. Terrell lost the handle. They're pushing it ahead, throws the lob up to Hudson. And they're going to get Hudson out of the ballgame. Good night for him. 63-40 our score. Cabot on top. 4:10 remaining in the ballgame. And Chris Metzke is going to take a timeout. Cabot wants one to get a full timeout. We'll take one with him. 4:10 remaining in the ballgame. Bombers down 23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust RVS. Watch me attempt more goals at rvs.com/experts.
Back here in Cabot, as they get it ahead, Sat Perez a bucket immediately from the free throw line. And the Bombers now trailing 63-42. Good evening so far for Sat Perez. 4 points on the evening. Had a good performance yesterday against Beebe. As it sits inside to Tonneson. Garrett Hill now back to Sam Owen. He's on the bench are the Cabot Panthers. As Parks gives it to Tonneson. Tonneson driving to his right into the paint. Out of contact and a whistle. Foul by Liam Russell. They sent Tonneson to the line. Thompson, a 6-foot junior. First free throw. Missed it. Out of the ball game. Second one good. And it's 64-42 Cabot. 3:20 remaining. McGee with it. Dribbles to his left. Gives it to Bryant on the left wing. Screen from Russell. Good find by Bryant. In along the baseline is Russell, and the shot's rejected. Ball pitch ahead. Tonneson ahead of the pass, and he has a layup. Tried to dunk it, and off the handle. Evan Tonneson with a quick 3 points. As it's ahead to Sorrell. Sorrell along the right baseline. Kicks it out. Sam Bryant, he's going to tee up the three. He got it. Sam Bryant from downtown. First points in the book. Points on the season for Sam Bryant. As it's to Rosebaum. Three-pointer on the way, a deep three. I believe that was Owen. Rebounded by McGee. 2.5 minutes remaining. Harris, excuse me, Sorrell into Pausch. Dylan Pausch off the window, got him to roll in. His first point as a varsity player. As he kicks up top, Tonneson, really a fan favorite. Every time he touches the ball, the Cabot faithful kick is very loud. As Rosenbaum driving inside, there's a whistle and a foul. Could have gone against Liam Russell, couldn't get out of the way. Be his second foul. 2:07 left in the ballgame. Cabot leading 66-47. Ethan Rosenbaum in line. First free throw, rattles home. As Duncan Conley, Luke Proctor, Chris Matusiak into the game for the Bombers, getting Liam Russell, Jake McGee, and Adam Sorrell out. It'll leave Sam Bryan and Dylan Pouch on the floor. Second free throw by Rosebaum off the heel of the iron, rebounded by Pouch. Pouch out of Proctor. Luke Proctor, who's right, screens from Pouch. It's Duncan Conley. That was to the left of Matusiak. Matusiak's going to go to the baseline, brings it back out, screens from Duncan Conley. Now to Pouch. The right side, Bryan. Bryan's going to go along the baseline, a little 15-footer floater. This is short. Pass on the ball, mid-off. Cabot pushing ahead. As this is Rosebaum driving inside. A lot of contact. Shot wouldn't go. Ball is rebounded by Conley. Now to Matusiak. Matusiak lost the handle. Got tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. 67-47 our score. 90 seconds left in the ball game. Duncan's going to throw it in to Proctor. Proctor working to his left. Screen from Duncan. Picks up his dribble, now to Pouch between the circles. Back to Duncan, back to Proctor. Proctor now to his right, to Bryant. Bryant, three-pointer, high arcing shot, airballed it. And it's rebounded by Smith. To Shulian. Dayton Shulian now in the game. To Cabot. Smith now. Over to Shirley. Shirley driving inside. As this is Smith now. Give it to Shulian. Now to Hill. Hill's going to bounce inside and protected by Duncan Conley. Bryant comes up with a rebound. 45 seconds remaining. Bryant kicks it. Matusiak three on the way. Rattle around. Pouch the offensive rebound. Brings it back down. Back to Conley. Over to Proctor. Proctor, he wants a deep three. Hits the right side of the iron. Got right to Matusiak. Got kicked away. 30 seconds left in the ballgame. Cabot's going to close this one out. They're going to move to the finals of their tournament. Bombers will play tomorrow afternoon. As this is Hill. Now along the baseline, a lot of contact, reverse layup wouldn't go by Shulian. Proctor pushing ahead. Down to 10 seconds. Bounce pass to Duncan Conley off the window. Rattled home. Duncan Conley moves the bucket. And that'll do it for the ball game. Shot on the way, rattled hold. Gavin Williams, 40-49. We'll check the stats post-game, bring the post-game show and send it home. It looks like the Bomber basketball about to get 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.